So here's a hypothetical. Exactly what kind of sound might stop a Mexican gray wolf from taking down a cow? That's a sample of the sounds from a decorative collar designed by Marina Zirkow and Christy Leese. Zirkow is a New Yorker who did a residency in Silver City as part of IZEA. The result is Gila 2.0, Warning Off the Wolf. It's currently at 516 Arts in downtown Albuquerque. The piece proposes, maybe, arming cattle to fend off wolves. Zirkow says she tested the sounds out with a predator specialist in Utah.
We sent him some of the sounds. He said, it's great, just keep it really weird. As long as it's novel and unpredictable, animals don't get used to it, and they actually can't stand human sound.
The IZEA 2012 theme is Machine Wilderness. The idea is to re-envision how art, technology, and nature can interact and riff off one another. It's a perfect fit for New Mexico, says Andrea Poli, IZEA 2012's artistic director. New Mexico has some of the most wild places in the country, she says, and some of the most advanced science as well.
So it's kind of a perfect place for that clash and that juxtaposition of nature and technology.
Zirkow imagines a cow with body armor and leg guards that spray scents wolves hate, like citronella and human urine. An electric cowbird perches on the bovine's rump, ready to set off an alarm and warn ranchers of predators via Twitter. People have been experimenting with technology around the world to protect livestock. So is Zirkow serious? Maybe, maybe not. But she says the questions underlying the piece are very real. What do public lands mean? Who gets to use them? Other IZEA artists also use satire to tackle contentious issues. The Secret of Eternal Levitation operates like a video game, where the uber-wealthy extract global resources. Step right up to the kiosk and create your own floating mansion. Stephanie Rothenberg based the idea on an island of lofty intellectuals in Gulliver's Travels. Just use the joystick to start scooping up steel, lumber, water, oh, and workers, of course.
The lowest cost. Due to recent shifts in U.S. immigration policy, our recruiters have identified qualified workers in the area of Plaza Los Nogales in Nogales, Mexico, directly across the U.S. Arizona border.
And then you go, great, let's extract our resources from there. And there's your man.
Streams of iconic male and female figures are sucked upward into the waiting ship to build your dream mansion. Such techniques move visitors beyond passive museum experiences. And Andrea Poli says that's deliberate.
It's not just interactivity for interactivity's sake in many of these pieces. It's about getting us to think about our human impact.
So there is a plant that spouts odd sounds in reaction to human movement, rushing toward people or skittering away. Birds blend with machines in several pieces. They react to visitors, cocking electronic heads or mechanical wings. Robots covered with bones and feathers are Frankenstein-like creations, where microprocessors have resurrected birds into grotesque form. One avian corpse bears a sign asking people to talk to it.
Can I interview you for the radio?
La, 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 la.
Artists are good at upending the relationships between humans and nature, says Greg Esser. He's the director of the Desert Initiative, a collaboration launched at IZEA of more than 30 cultural organizations, universities, and public agencies in the Southwest.
Artists are particularly trained in ways of critical thinking and creative thinking that directly challenge our assumptions and really push us to think or look at things in new ways.
Considering how difficult it is to talk about issues like climate change or water, maybe artists like those in IZEA can foster new discussions about our collective future. On KUNM's Conservation Beat, I'm Megan Kamrick.